The annual Leinstrand Garda Youth Achievement Awards took place in the county this weekend. 25 young people honoured at Ballyroe Heights Hotel in Tralee. Cian Heaslip from Tralee won a Special Achievement Award. Tommy Boyle from Castle Island left for the Community Shield, or Community Safety Award. And the group award went to Bandage Your Language, Mercy Mountauk, Tralee. And an Inspiring Youth Award was presented to Mary Gardner. 21-year-old Patrick Clifford from Milltown was the overall winner of the event, becoming a more important event as it goes by every year. And with me on the line to talk about this is Patrick Clifford, the overall winner of this year's event. We also have Garda Mary Gardner, who received the inaugural Inspiring Our Youth Award at this year's Leinstrand Garda Youth Achievement Awards. Good morning to both of you, and thanks so much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
We're going to start. Talk to me, I suppose, first of all, Patrick, about how you got involved. How did you get involved? What was the road you started on that ended up with you winning that award on Saturday night?
I suppose about 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call one night that that I was actually getting nominated for a Garda Youth Achievement Award. And it was from my nominee, from Tony and Teresa O'Gorman from Come On. And I hadn't a clue what to know. I've heard about it before, but I didn't actually know what the running was about. But next thing, I got a phone call from the Garda station in Tralee that I come in for the ceremony in Tralee, and we came in and we were sitting inside, and there was no demerit awards were handed out, and I was getting nervous because there was no award being handed out, but I was the last one left anyway. And next thing, I was called for the overall winner, and it was a proud moment in fairness. But it says there's something I never thought that you'd achieve after everything, but we did anyway.
Yeah, and after everything is right, Patrick, on what's happened to you and your family, yourself and your three younger brothers, Jack, Andrew and Connor, losing both your mother and father to cancer in the space of 5 months.
That's great.
That's a huge challenge for anybody at any time of their lives.
It's an eye-opener, Nigeria, to really open your eyes to the world, and you'd, it's an experience. But it's an eye-opener to myself at 21 years of age, but it's life at the moment now, and we as they say, we've overcome the difficulties, and we're going well in fairness, so we can't complain at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. You had to take over the role of mom and dad, basically, become the main carer for your younger children.
That's correct, yeah. Well, when mom died that time, I had dad, and I suppose we were all working together, and next thing, when dad died, it was a different story, but I have to say that I am blessed with my family and friends. I'd be lost without them, and especially to my good friends. But tis an experience for, I never thought at 21 years of age I'd be taking over a family, but tis something that it's an experience, sure. And I can't complain. The three boys are good in fairness to them, so.
Yeah, yeah. You were all helping each other, I suppose, Patrick, to an extent. In it together.
That's exactly it, yeah. We, well, the boys are boys, so they keep you busy, Jerry, but
they do, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
What was it like on Friday night when that your name was read out? Were you thinking about your parents?
I suppose we think about them every day, Jerry, but I just thought of mom straight away, because mom would be there and she'd be making a fuss, and that'd be her kind of cup of tea, you know, like, but
yeah.
But no, it was a proud moment to say that, to know that you're being acknowledged for what you're doing, and it's an achievement, Jerry, and
yeah, yeah, important to mark it.
It is, exactly.
What did the three boys make of it?
Well, they're proud, like, but I suppose it's not only the myself, Jerry, it is the three of us together that the award should be going to. It is, in fairness to them, what they've gone through, they deserve it as well, Jerry. And it is an award for the four of us, really. So it is.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick, look, you're obviously still delighted, still basking in the glory of it all, and so you should. We also have Mary Gardner. Mary Gardner is on the line. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you today?
And listen, good, very good. You're won the Inspiring Our Youth Award, but I suppose, first of all, just can you give me your view on, I suppose, Patrick, and how inspiring his story is?
Unbelievable, I suppose, Gerry. I spoke to Patrick on Friday night. I'm up to chat to him. Look, we all know of Patrick's story and what's happened to Patrick and his family. I suppose I remember reading actually that Patrick spoke at his father's funeral, and he spoke about the business that his father had built up and how proud he was of the business he'd built up. But I can only imagine how proud his mum and dad are of him, what he's done. I mean, it's not easy as a 21-year-old to take, you know, take care of your brothers at such young age. I mean, you know, I've a 6-year-old myself, and I know how lively he is, so I can only imagine at Patrick at 21 to take control, you know, to take charge and care of his family. It's just unbelievable what he's done. He's an inspiration. He's unbelievable, and I know his mum and dad are so, so proud of him, as we all are. He's an example to every young person out there to overcome, you know, being hit with something, but he rose up and he took charge and took care of his family, which is the most important thing that any person can ever do. You know, we can go on and we can, you know, do so much things in sport and everything else, and, you know, not disparaging anything like that, but what Patrick has done is absolutely unbelievable, and he's a credit to his mum and dad.
He certainly is. Now, listen, with the Inspiring Your Youth Award 2022, how surprised were you when your name was read out on Friday night?
So I don't get cut out very often, Gerry, but they were actually reading out about this award, and obviously I've been out of the loop a little bit this year, and I've been off work, so I didn't know anything about it. So as they spoke about it and what it was for, I actually turned onto the table and I said, oh, that's a lovely idea, and they're talking away about it, and the more it went on, I kind of listened and I said, oh no, I'm after being caught rotten here. So it was lovely. It was so nice. You know, I suppose we're sitting there and we're hearing about all these young people and what they've done and what they've achieved, how they've bettered their communities. It's a fabulous night, an absolutely lovely night to experience, you know, to honour our young people, because we're very quick to put young people down, Gerry. A lot of people are very quick not to acknowledge what they've done. You hear about the bad things, or, you know, there's young people hanging around here and there. But it's just lovely to acknowledge what they've actually done and contribute to society. No matter how big or small, it makes a difference. But the award that I got was very, very special. I was a bit shocked.
Well, listen, you've done a myriad of things over the last number of years which merit the award. You're hugely involved in Tralee Imperials Basketball Club, all the different fundraisers, A Better Life for Livy, Do It for Dan. We're at the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month this morning, and you were an ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland in the 100K in 30 Days Challenge, which is a huge success. So look, aside from your job as a guard, you put a lot in alongside that to try and get involved in the community, Mary.
I suppose definitely I'm a community guard station in Tralee, and I've been here for the last number of years, but even before that I would have been involved, as you said, with their Tralee Magic now, actually Tralee Magic Basketball Club, coaching kids. And look, it's something that I love to do. I love to be involved with children and kids, just to, you know, encouraging them and seeing, it's very rewarding actually, Gerry, for yourself, you know, to see how they develop. And it's great as well, just with the job too, you get to know so many young people through the years, and it kind of makes the job easier as well. You know, you get to see them growing up, and, you know, if you're ever involved in something, you know, kids know you, they're not afraid to come up and say hello to you.
How big a thing is that, Mary, that you know, people see Gardaí on the news every day, they're marching people in and out of court, or they're involved in some dramatic element of law enforcement, but, you know, that they can develop a relationship locally with a guard as a younger person and not be afraid to talk to one or afraid to interact with one in case they think they're in trouble.
Absolutely. So important. I think, as you said, you know, people often think, you know, you'd even hear the person saying, oh, don't do that now, or I'll ring the guards and, you know, the guards will come up and take you away. We've often heard that. Like, I mean, it's crazy, like, to be honest with you. You make people afraid of talking to the guard. But look, we're human at the end of the day, and it's a nice thing to see that people, you know, not to be afraid to come up if there's something going on, if there's something wrong, they can approach this person. And I suppose if they know, they just don't know me as the Garda Mary Gardner, I'm Mary G, I suppose, to a lot of people. You know, yes, I have a job to do, but it's great that they actually can, you know a face that they can go to, somebody they can trust, I suppose, and somebody that they know they can talk to and discuss something with. Very, very important. And, you know, people shouldn't be afraid to come and speak to the guards if there is something going on. We are human at the end of the day, and you know, I think it's a community policing is a very important part. You know, we're nothing without our community as well. We depend on our community as much as they depend on us. So it's a vital part of policing going forward.
Yeah, it certainly is, that's for sure. Patrick, listen, if I can talk to you about, I suppose, you mentioned there the amount of support that you got from the wider community. Lots of people getting in touch here saying, congratulations, Patrick, you're an inspiration, you deserve an award. God bless you and the boys. I know you launched a fundraiser and it helped you and the lads buy your home in Milltown where you once lived with your parents. So you've had a great lot of support, Patrick.
That's great, Jerry. I suppose it was my own family members, my grandfather, James Clifford, and my auntie Mary launched, along with a Griffin man from Kesmeen, launched the GoFundMe, and the GoFundMe just took off, sorry, when it hit national. It went to America and it took off. I think it ended at 333,000 or something like that, but it was an extraordinary story. It was, I suppose this morning I want to thank everyone that did donate to the GoFundMe page, because it has made a massive difference in our life. I suppose it's given us reassurance that, to know, we have a base, and it's very important
to have a base and a place of your own that'll always be there.
Exactly, Jerry. We have a reassurance that we have our home, to know, our family home that we're in. Well, I'm in for the last 20 years, so
yeah,
it's reassuring that we still have our family home where our memories are and where we grew up. I suppose all the boys grew up there. We were never outside Milltown, so it's our home at the end of the day, and we're thankful to everyone that made it our home again. Well, yeah, it was always our home, but yeah, our home for our lifetime.
Yeah, very important. And Patrick, look, you were thrown into this role, obviously, and I know you probably have an appreciation for things that you didn't realise your parents were doing through the role of effectively being a parent yourself. But, you know, what about your own life and your own plans?
I suppose, my own life is, it did hit a nutshell at the moment, but I hope when the boys get older, I'd like to go travelling and things like and just experience life. And I suppose I am working away at the moment. I'm blessed with work, but I'm working with my cousin in Crossmont Construction. But I'd like to go working abroad and see
that side of life.
Exactly, Jerry. I'd like to travel New Zealand or Australia or somewhere like that and work abroad and see how we get on. And
yeah,
well, I was always a home bird, but I
yeah.
So it's,
yeah, you definitely felt you'd feel the need at some stage to do that, but you were there in the right place at the right time to take on this very important role. You were nominated by Tony and Three Saul Gorman from Cremon.
That's correct. Yeah. Well, I didn't know him to start with. They're a friend of my auntie from Glimbe, but they nominated me. They put in the nomination last February, I think, and she was shocked herself, Teresa, when she got a phone call to say that I had been nominated for an award, but. To know, she had to think back, was what she put in, because she forgot all about it.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to Teresa and Tony for nominating me, because they went out of their own way to nominate me for the award, and I'd be always thankful for them for acknowledging me.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And listen, another listener getting in touch, another well-deserved award to Mary G. Congratulations, another inspiration. And Mary, as Patrick's talking there about, you know, the people who nominated him, his wider extended family, the people who donated money on GoFundMe, it's an example, I suppose, of a wider community rallying around at a time of desperate tragedy to help people who need it.
Absolutely. As Patrick spoke about the GoFundMe, people are very good. I suppose Patrick's story touched everybody. You know, if any of us, obviously I've experienced people's help this year myself. It's been amazing. People's encouragement, even a kind word sometimes, you know, lifts you up. It's, you know, not even just the monetary thing. It's just knowing people are there for you. They're in your corner. It means an awful lot. And I suppose, Patrick, you'd agree with that, just knowing that there's somebody there you know, who's thinking of you and is there for you, it means an awful, awful lot. And just with the, as you're speaking, the Garda Youth Awards, the Lee Strand Garda Youth Awards, it's very important as well that people actually nominate these young people. You know, if people don't nominate them, we don't know about their stories. And, you know, all the other merit award winners that were there in the night, it was amazing to hear what they've done in their own communities, what they've done for other people. You know, these young people need to be acknowledged. But unless we get the nominations in, you know, we're not going to hear their stories. And this year was the 25th anniversary of the Lee Strand Garda Youth Awards and centenary year for An Garda Síochána as well. So it was a really special year. And just for, you know, Lee Strand to have sponsored and promoted and been involved with the Garda Youth Awards for the last 25 years. And it's just a testament as well to Lee Strand, you know, for coming on board and supporting and continuing to support. You know, we all see Lee Strand everywhere we go. I suppose they're in every school jersey and club jersey, and they're an amazing sponsor. And without them, the Garda Youth Awards wouldn't be able to take place. And also the Gardaíonn side in Tralee, who are involved in the nominations. Garda Cathy Murphy, every year she gets these nominations and she's sorting through them, and we've our judging panel, other volunteers in Kerry who actually go through all these nominations. And it's not just the nominations on the night, it's the amount of them that come in. You know, it's inspiring to hear all these stories, what they have done, what they've achieved and what they're going to continue to achieve. And it's very encouraging, Jerry. So I just encourage people out there, if they do know of a young person, nominate them. You know, if they get this award, it's a huge thing for these young people, and they need to be, you know, awarded for what they've done.
Yeah, they certainly do, and that's for sure. And well done to everybody involved in it. Guys, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for coming into us this morning, first thing at the start of a new week. And well done. And listen, we'll keep an eye on things, Patrick, and we'll talk to you again, no doubt. But thanks so much, and well done, and congratulations to you and to Mary as well.
Thanks,
no problem, thank you.
Great stuff. There you go. Brilliant stuff. That's Patrick Clifford there and Mary Gardner, winners at the Garda Lee Strand Youth Achievement Awards on Friday night in Tralee.